So, you know, the idea of saying, hey, let's build a tolerant society, a liberal society that accepts people no matter how you identify as a man or a woman, that's the universal thing that most Americans can get behind. Most Americans say, look, I don't care how you identify and I want you to have a good life. But you start toying around with some of these things and you start doing things like that are going to have real impact on things like due process, that are going to have real impact on things like you know, women's sports, which we've already seen. And that's where you start to lose people. And that's where you run the danger of people saying, you know what, I'm no longer really even tolerant of that idea or that movement anymore. So it's, from a libertarian perspective, it's bad news, because I feel like the overall trend towards more tolerance could potentially be reversed because some of the peripheral impacts of this change are going to be so bad.
And by the way, am I right on this, that the Title IX, which gave us the women's World Cup champions and so much more, that's been good for America. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's especially when you start talking about sports, for example, it is fantastic to see that, you know, women's sports is something that actually exists now. I mean, that wasn't something you could say not that long ago in a lot of different categories. So it's a great thing to see, and it's a great thing to watch that progress. But the way that he's playing around with it, you know, the due process concerns are probably some of the biggest ones out there. But then even if you want to just get into sports and women's sports and what have you, you really run the risk of people taking it less seriously as soon as you start toying around in this way.
And what about the states that are already doing you know, legislation relative to the Department of Education and you know, biological males swimming as women? What do you make of this? And will we end up having state versus federal confrontation? And by the way, in a confrontation like that, who ends up winning?
You know, we probably will end up having some of this go to the courts, and it's going to be hard to say who wins, because it's going to be how the court decides to interpret the, you know, the individual statutes or what have you. But something I will say is, you know, what's frustrating about this is, on both sides of the issue, it's not really that big of a deal. I don't know if you covered what happened in Utah, but the Utah governor recently vetoed a bill to mandate segregation based on biological sex in sports. And the reason why he did that, I actually liked his reasoning, even if you don't necessarily like his veto. He said, we're talking about literally 4 kids in all of Utah. We ought to be able to find some way to accommodate them and make them feel welcome, you know, for 4 kids. This isn't a widespread problem. So now you've got the left, you know, and Joe Biden doing this to Title IX, and they're doing it for such a tiny, small group of people where there are other ways to make sure that they are not discriminated against. So it's doing way too much damage for an issue that is so small. It really shouldn't be tackled with federal resolve the way that Joe Biden's trying to do it.
And did I hear that right? You said it only impacts 4 kids in the state of Utah?
Something like that. He had the actual numbers, but he ran the actual numbers, and he said, you know, there are better ways than passing a law. There are better ways for us to deal with this. And I tend to agree with him. I don't necessarily know what those ways are, but you know, the point being, we're talking about such a small group of people that even if their concerns are legitimate, there are less damaging, less worrisome ways to address their concerns and make sure that they have what most Americans would consider tolerance and equality.
Michael, how can folks reach out to you? How can they get your service?
Best thing to do, if you're interested in design or branding or messaging, you can go to shousecreative.com, and you'll see everything that we do right there on the website. If you want to keep up with my political work, you can go to shouseonpolitics.com. Sign up for my email list there. Just shouseonpolitics. That's S-C-H-A-U-S.
I read your stuff all over the place. Michael, thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
There you go. Michael Shouse, former communication director for NPRI. Has his own shop now, ShouseCreative.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, 1:30 on a Monday afternoon. Overall, not too bad right now. There's no real restrictions right now on the Beltway 215. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds. Also on US 95. However, those lane restrictions continue through that construction zone. That's downtown on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. As they reconstruct that bridge, it's a 60-year-old bridge, and that will continue through December. Also, there's road work there that's affecting the off-ramp. It's actually closed right now due to emergency repairs. That's Interstate 515 eastbound, and that is at Boulder Highway.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders signing another backup quarterback, Nick Mullins, has agreed to a deal with the Raiders. He joins Garrett Gilbert on the quarterback depth chart behind Derek Carr. Vegas Golden Knights hockey making a late run. They've now won 5 in a row and 7 of their last 9. On Sunday, they knock off Vancouver in overtime at 3-2 as Shea Theodore scores 2:05 into the extra period. Jonathan Marchessault and Alex Pietrangelo scoring in regulation for the Golden Knights. They sit 1 point in front of Dallas for the final playoff spot in the West, but they've played 3 more games than the Stars. The Golden Knights will play Vancouver again coming up on Wednesday. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot data on the nation's largest, most dependable networks with nationwide 5G. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
At CDW, we get mobile device management is a real juggling act.
Yep, and I don't just juggle phones. I can do bowling pins, plates, you name it.
Oops, maybe you should consider Android Enterprise Essentials, a solution made by Google and orchestrated by CDW. With affordable automatic security and remote activation, you won't have to risk dropping the ball.
I think I'll hold off on the chainsaws.
Smart. IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/android.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always love it when we get to visit with Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered from 3 until 6 right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Kevin Wall with you until 3 o'clock. And let me just begin with the former president's speech in Washington Township, another barn burner. He's talking like he's running.
Yeah, oh, he's definitely running. Hey, Kevin, how are you? He's definitely running. I'm sure you're aware that I've got a speech with President Trump in Florida next Monday.
You're going back there, right?
Well, I'm going back, but the point was that it was supposed to be a Wayne Root event, Club 45, the world's biggest Trump club, and they always get 2,000-plus people to every single event, and they always have the biggest names in Republican politics. You know, everyone from governors to senators to famous radio hosts, Mark Levin, Charlie Kirk, you name it. So they asked me to be the April 11th speaker, Monday, April 11th, a week from today. This has been set in stone for weeks. And the deal is that they've asked President Trump to come to their events for literally like 2 years now. and they can just never get them. And finally, the other day, the president of Club 45 says to Trump, you know, this was actually in early March. He says, we want to get you to an event. When are we ever going to get you to an event? So Trump says to him, well, who's the speaker? So he told him who the speaker was in March, and Trump said, I have no time. And he walked away. So he figured, we're never going to get him, you know? And then he comes back to his table, and he says to him, who's the speaker in April? And he says, Wayne Allyn Root. And he says, Wayne Allyn Root, I love Wayne Allyn Root. Could I come?
Oh, my God.
So that was how it worked out. So the guy thought he was just kidding or something. He said, yeah, of course you can come. And then Trump walks away. Then he comes back again. And he says, you know, I'm going to do it. He speaks to my secretary tomorrow. And the next day the phone rings. It's Trump's assistant calling them saying, it's all set up. Donald Trump wants to come. So now, you know, Trump and I will be on the same stage together. We're the only two speakers. And it was going to be a Wayne Root event. It became a President Trump-Wayne Root event. And they offered the tickets for sale last week. I forgot what day they came for sale. But they sold out all 2,000 tickets in 20 minutes.
Wow.
So it's going to be a very exciting day. There'll be long lines outside, Secret Service checking every person in. I'm doing a book signing and then a big speech. And I think the way it's going to work, I think, don't quote me, but I think Trump's going to open for me. How's that? For me. And Trump will speak and then introduce me to the crowd. And then I have the rest of the event. So it's a very, very great honor. And I'm very proud that it worked out that way. And you know how I feel about President Trump. I think he's the greatest we've ever had. So what an honor that he wanted to speak and attend on the night I'm speaking. And to my knowledge, they say he'll speak and then he'll go in the audience and watch my speech. So I'll have Trump as my audience. So I'm really excited.
Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. Is there any doubt in your mind that he's running?
No doubt at all. No. The only doubt, let me give you one doubt, and this has nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with all human beings. He's 75. He'll be 78 in 3 years. When you think of 78-year-olds, you think of a brain-dead, dementia-laden puppet by the name of Joe Biden. You know, he taught us a lesson. Don't expect 78-year-olds, not all of them, to be lucid. Now, Trump's Superman. You know, I really do believe he's Superman. And he's superhuman. And he's different than others. And as of today, his energy is as good or better than it was when he started running in 2015. So 3 years from now, he's exactly the same as he is now. And he hasn't slowed down. He's in perfect health. He'll be the candidate, I have no doubt. Forget about is he running. He will be the candidate. But you always worry about the health of a 75 to 78-year-old. You know, that people don't get old, people don't get slow. I'm assuming Trump will be fantastic. But that's my only worry is health-wise. You know, the average age of death of a male in the United States is 77 years old. And he will be 78 next, 3 years from now, next time we run for president. So you just have to worry about the age factor. Is he planning to run? 100%. Will he run? I'm guessing 99%. And will he win? I think he's got a 60% chance of winning. In other words, better than 50-50. I think he'll be a good shot. He'll be the next president of the United States, assuming his health is fine.
And Wayne, I don't know if you're like me, but I've watched, I guess, four of the last five speeches. He does about two of these a month.
And he looks great, right?
No, he looks great, and he doesn't kick a word. He doesn't forget himself. He doesn't.
No, he's great.
I mean,
what can happen between 75 and 78.
Yeah.
We've all seen it with uncles and parents and grandparents and with Joe Biden. Joe Biden in yesterday's speech referred to his wife as the vice president under Obama. Joe Biden isn't there anymore. He
oh
is mentally
God.
Gone. He checked out. He belongs in a nursing home, not the White House, with his finger near the nuclear button. It's the biggest embarrassment in the history of America. Everyone in the world, you know, outside of America knows that we have a feeble leader. And that's the only thing that worries me. First of all, because of Trump's age, he's got to make a great pick for vice president. A great pick. I mean, it's got to be someone young who can absolutely take over at a moment's notice if something goes wrong when you're 78 years old, and 2 years in, it'd be 80 years old. So it's more important than ever that he picks someone young and vital. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, my money would be on Trump being the nominee, and my money now would be on Trump actually winning the 2024 election.
And what about Joe Biden? Will he run?
No, absolutely not. I don't even know Joe Biden will be alive in 3 years, and I'm not joking. I'm being serious. I don't think he, if he is alive, he won't be competent in any way, shape, or form. When you see how fast his mind is deteriorating, there's no possible way he lasts 3 years as a competent human being. He's going to be in a nursing home talking to himself in 3 years, or won't even survive. You know, if the next round of COVID that they're talking about now, and I laugh at that because it's the flu, and I'm not hiding from the flu. I never hid from the flu. I'll never hide from the flu. So what if it's contagious? But if the next round comes along, Joe Biden is like the perfect candidate in every nursing home. These people, you know, 80% of all the people that died quickly from COVID were in nursing homes, and they were past the age of average death in the United States anyway. Joe Biden is that person. Joe Biden may not make it past the next round of COVID. God forbid. I don't root for anyone to die ever, including my political enemies. I want them all to live a long, healthy life. But Joe Biden wouldn't survive a bad bout of COVID. Joe Biden's mind isn't lucid. Joe Biden's heart, who knows how strong it is? His brain is gone. Joe Biden will not be the candidate in 2024.
Wow. Got to ask you what's going on in Ukraine. Zelensky has been everywhere. He was even on the Grammys last night in a taped piece. But there is evidence that some of the Russian forces are pulling back. Is it possible that the tide has turned in this war?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore. I've said this on your show before. You know, we are fed so much misinformation by the CIA and by the CDC and by the election, the FCC and the FEC. Everybody has lied to us about the 2020 election. They've lied to us about COVID and everything about COVID and the response to COVID and the amount of people it would kill. I believe they've been lying from day one about Ukraine and Russia. I don't trust anything they say. Every time they tell me that Russia's forces are getting crippled and Russia's tanks are being destroyed by tank busters and Ukraine is a bunch of heroes. I know that Ukraine is the most corrupt nation in the world, and it was the center of all of Joe Biden's and Hillary Clinton's corruption, and Barack Obama as well. All their dirty deals and their offshore bribery and all their stealing of the American people and foreign aid, it all centered around Ukraine and China, but Ukraine was the centerpiece. And I think all their money was hidden there, and I think they had bio labs that might have created COVID were funded by Fauci and the CDC, and they may very well have been in Ukraine. Now we had a statement from Biden's own people that it was, in fact, bio labs were in fact funded in Ukraine. Then they talked backwards and said, no, it wasn't. We made a mistake. Of course there were bio labs funded in Ukraine. And what did they create? Did they create COVID? I mean, who's responsible for this? So, you know, I don't trust anything they say about Ukraine because Biden is covering up the dirty crimes of the Biden crime family in Ukraine. So don't believe the nonsense that Ukraine's the good guy and Zelensky's a good guy and Russia's a bad guy. I think they're all bad, and I'm sorry we sent them a dime. The $14 billion we sent them has already been stolen, I'm sure, by Zelensky and his cronies, and handed out to several American Democrat politicians for their cut, including the Biden crime family. So I don't believe a word I hear about Russia-Ukraine. Has Russia committed war crimes? Undoubtedly. Has Ukraine committed war crimes? Undoubtedly. In the mainstream media, they've only showed Russia's war crimes. They've never showed the fact that there are videos on the internet right now of Ukrainian soldiers shooting Russian soldiers they've captured while they're on the ground, hands tied, shooting them in the legs and watching them bleed out. So don't tell me Ukraine's the good guy. There is no good guy here. Last I checked, Russia has not bombed or threatened the United States, and no American citizen is dying, and the state of New York is still there, Russian embalmment. We're not at war with Russia, okay? Ukraine's at war with Russia, and in Wainwright's opinion, we should be staying out of it.
Got to ask you about Will Smith. Friday, he resigned from the Academy. He will no longer be able to vote on the Academy Awards. Now the question is that enough? Should that be where this thing ends, or April 18th when the Academy gets together, should they mete out more punishment?
I don't know. Listen, Kevin, here's the deal. I'm not even sure it was real. I'm not sure it wasn't staged. I'd say it's 50-50 whether it was real or staged. And if it was real, he should have been charged with assault at the time. But, of course, Chris Rock didn't press charges. Look, it's the most open secret in the world that Jada Pinkett has an open marriage with Will Smith, and she's always having, you know, affairs with many, many men I've heard at the same time. But again, I'll say allegedly, Wainwright has allegedly heard that she's allegedly into open affairs and sex with multiple partners. So maybe Will Smith ought to worry about how many men are having sex with his wife and not worry about a joke from the stage. Maybe the joke from the stage stage, if it was real, maybe it triggered a little anger in Will Smith because maybe Chris Rock has been there with Jada Pinkett. I don't know, Kevin. I'm telling you, from what I hear, the whole Hollywood has been with Jada Pinkett, allegedly. So maybe Chris Rock has been there, too, and maybe that's what hit the nerve. Maybe Will Smith can't keep his marriage together. So one little event like that, one little joke like that caused him to go ballistic. You know, the guy has mental problems if it was real. And if it was fake, then him and Chris Rock are both guilty of fraud. So, you know, don't tell me nobody benefited from it, because Chris Rock has nothing but sold-out shows now. So it was a big win for Chris Rock. And the point of it all, I think if the two of them did get together on this, it wasn't to promote themselves. It was to promote the Academy Awards, which now have nobody watching. So it became the most talked-about Academy Award in 20 years, even though nobody was watching again, second lowest rated in history. So they made it relevant by staging an event if it was staged. And if it wasn't staged, then Chris has Will Smith has a mental problem, and the guy needs to go, to go see a psychiatrist. What else can I say?
Oh, I love that. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, how can folks find it?
You can start at root4america.com. That's my website, root4america.com. My radio show is there. Click on the button at the top. My books are there. My videos are there. My video podcasts are there. My audio podcasts are there. Everything starts at root4america.com, or you could just buy the book at amazon.com and, of course, at barnesandnoble.com. Perfect time for the book, Kevin, because I just wrote a commentary called Defund Disney, and my book lists the CEO of Disney and the chairman of the board of Disney and their address and their phone number and their email address and their social media sites, and every conservative in America needs to literally bring Disney to its knees and bankrupt Disney to teach every corporation in America a lesson that we are not going to take this kind of crap, like Disney supporting transgender studies and grooming of children from kindergarten to third grade. It's outrageous. So many employees their park have been arrested for child sex and child porn and child abuse. It's disgusting. There's something wrong with Disney. We got to put them out of business as a lesson to the rest of America, and all the information and contact info is in my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, and it's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or rootforamerica.com.
I love it. Hey, you have fun. Have fun with the president. When is your speech again with the president?
Easy to remember. A week from today, next Monday, April 11th, at 6 o'clock at night, East Coast time, so that'll be 3 o'clock in the afternoon here. We'll be going on stage, and I assume Trump is first, so I'll be going on probably about 7, about 4 o'clock our time.
God, the former president is the lead-up to Wayne Allen Root. Oh, my God, I can't wait to see that. Hey, Wayne, you have fun with the president. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
Oh, we're going to have fun. That crowd's going to have the time of their lives. We're going to blow that place up with the funniest and the most wild and passionate speeches ever. Wayne Root and Donald Trump, what a duo.
I love it.
Bye-bye.
You have a good one. Wayne Allen Root, you'll hear him from 3 until 6 this afternoon. Stay with us. Lots more to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The former president, Donald J. Trump, was in Washington Township, Michigan. I've been there a gazillion times. And one of the things he talked a lot about energy and about immigration. It was a classic Trump speech. We'll let you hear the highlights coming up in our 2 o'clock hour. So if you missed it, it was on Newsmax. They carried the speech live. But it was really, really good. I'll let you hear some of the highlights coming up just after about 2:30 or so. We'll let you hear that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and Meineke and American cheese. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.